Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here again with you this fine morning. I appreciate all you that tune in locally and those that tune in other states and that take the time to tune in. I appreciate every one of you and desire your prayer, especially for us in our ministry, that we can just do what we can do to add souls unto the kingdom. I want to do all that I can do. I want to hear him say, "Welcome in, you good and faithful servant." Amen. I tell you, it's a wonderful day. It's a day that the Lord has made, and the Lord has just blessed us, and he's just truly just blessed us even through trials and tribulations and things. The Lord has blessed us. The devil don't want us to realize how much the Lord has blessed us. He wants to throw stuff at us, but we need to acknowledge and really see and not focus on so much the negative things as the positive. And when we do that, when we lift up the Lord, when we go and when we fall into diverse temptations, when we fall into different things that happen in life, there's just life happens and there's things that happen in life, but we can glorify the one that can bring us up out of all of it. He's the one that brought me out of miry clay, and he set my foot upon a rock, and he established my goings. And as I was talking to a brother yesterday, and he has a situation and maybe with his son. But I know this, God's still God, and he is still in the saving business. Amen. It doesn't matter how deep a sin that someone's in, because he can save from the deepest sin. His ear is not too heavy that it cannot hear, nor his hand short that he can't reach out and save. So I want you to think about this morning. When you think there's things that's impossibilities, there's nothing impossible with God. Amen. I have my little buddy here this morning. I'm glad for all those that tune in over in Rayford and all, the men in blue, my brothers in blue. I'm glad y'all tuned in this morning. But we have a scripture that we're going to read this morning. I want to go to the Lord in prayer before we read this, but my little buddy's here to help me out this morning. I'm so glad. Amen. Lord, as we come before you, God, I sure thank you, Lord, just for the breath and life, and Lord, all that you do for us each and every day, the prayers, God, that you answer, and Lord, the ones that you answer by when we don't think that you're answering them, but you are. You're answering them, God. I just thank you for that. I thank you for your leadership and guidance, God, that you would direct us, and Lord, that you would talk to us and tell us. Lord, I thank you for that you did on the cross for each and every one of us, Lord, the pain, the suffering, and all that you went through, and you said, by your stripes you're healed. Amen. And I thank you for that healing, God. I thank you just for the love that you showed for us, God, and just as you said in the word, that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten son. And Lord, I just thank you for every drop of blood that was shed, God, and every death that you tasted for every one of us, Lord, that we could have a taste of life. Lord, I appreciate you, God. I thank you for everything, Lord, and all the listeners out there too, God. And I give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, we have a scripture.
St. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42 through verse 51. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily, I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion. Will the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, I'm just so glad of my little reader, my helper right there. He's a blessing unto me. I tell you, it gets a little bit nervous. I think y'all are staring too hard over the radio. Amen. But I don't have some great knowledge of some mystery in the word this morning to tell you, but a simple message that the Lord is coming. Amen. Ready or not. You know, I remember when we was children, we used to play hide and seek, and we used to, you know, we'd count, you know, to whatever number it was supposed to be, and then we'd say, ready or not, here we come. Amen. And we would go out seeking who, you know, was, they were hiding and all that. Amen. But I can tell you that the Lord's coming back in a day and an hour. Amen. That not even the angels in heaven know. Amen. When he's going to come back. Amen. But the Lord only, our God only. But I know this, he's coming back. Now, nothing that anybody's going to do is going to prevent him from coming back. Amen. And, you know, some people say, oh, well, he's going, you know, the Lord's not going to delayeth his coming. No, I can tell you, if anything, it's going to be shortened. The Bible said that he would shorten the time for the elect's sake, or there would be no flesh saved. And, you know, I'm not going to get into all this kind of different denominations and this, that, and the other, because, you know, people believe the different things they want to believe. But I want you to know this one thing, whatever denomination, whatever you want to call yourself or whatever, is that the Lord's coming. The Lord is coming, and he's coming back, and he's coming back like a thief in the night. Amen. It doesn't matter to me if you believe in pre-trib, post-trib, during trib, or whatever that you believe. Amen. I just know this, the Lord is coming back, and I believe that we can all agree on that the Lord is coming back. Amen. And I believe it's not going to be along according to the scriptures. Amen. Of the things that have to take place. I believe that the last of the gospel is in some's mouth now. This ain't long off yet. Amen. But we got to be prepared for such a day. I'm going to kind of pull a Brother David on you this morning. Hear me this morning. Amen. Hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You know, he said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. You know, I think about a thief now. And a thief, he slips around. Amen. He slips around and he's quiet. He don't want people aware of what he's doing because he wants to get in and get out unaware. Amen. I can tell you the Lord, he is coming back. Amen. And he's going to come back to a lot of folks that ain't ready. So we need to be ready for such a day and such an hour that our Lord cometh back. Amen. That we'll be ready. That we're not taking our portion with the wicked or the hypocrite or the unrighteous. Amen. That we're not doing that. And, you know, I can tell you, there's multitudes and multitudes of people out there listening to a watered-down gospel today, something that won't deliver them on the day that the Lord comes back, amen. And I can tell you that this world's going to end. Amen. As I was talking to someone else, and they was concerned about a time, amen, and how long or what it would be and all that, I said, well, you know what? It may last until the Lord come back anyway, amen, because I don't think it's going to be long. Amen. People's worried and concerned about things that they shouldn't be when they ought to be concerned about God. Amen. When they ought to be concerned about their soul. When they ought to be concerned about the Lord coming back unto them. And some say, well, I don't think it's a long ways off. Well, let me tell you something. Our Lord could come back just for you today. Amen. He could send a death angel after you. And we, you know, there's big graves, little graves. There's a youngin's graves. There's some middle teens. There's some all of different kind and ages and sizes out there in the graveyards today. Amen. But I can tell you this. As a tree falls, there shall it lie. You know, if you die or the Lord come back, amen, to get you, you know, we're not going to have, as these people talk about, another place or a purgatory or something where somebody's going to pray us out. That's just not going to happen. We've got to get down in the Word of God and find out for ourselves. Amen. We just can't let somebody come by and tell us this and tell us that. We're not going to be able to point our fingers at somebody for excuse. Amen. While we're going to hell. Amen. It just ain't going to work. Some might try. Even some's going to even try to backtalk God and say, hadn't we done all these wonderful things and done all this? But yet he's going to say, depart. Straight is a gate and there is a way that leadeth to life eternal, and few be there that find it. But broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many be that go in thereat. You better consider today. Amen. You better consider your ways and see if they're good. See if they're righteous. See if you're prepared and that you're ready. Amen. A wise man, he'll build his house upon a rock. He dug down and built that house upon a rock. It was a foolish man that built his house on the sand. It didn't have no foundation. And when the storms come, amen, and when a wind come, it beat veteran against that. And there was a great fall of that house. But I can tell you the ones that is founded on Jesus Christ, that he's a rock of their salvation. Amen. He's their life. Amen. He's the one that they pray and seek all the time and ask, amen, for the instruction from the Almighty. Those are the ones that are going to be overcomers. Amen. Those are the ones that are not going to be shaken when the heaven and earth are shaken. Amen. They'll be steadfast and unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord always. And that's what we need to do. We need to let no man deceive us by any means. And you say, by any means, we can get the Word of God. Amen. And we can pray. Amen. And we can study to show ourselves work we not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the Word of truth. Amen. That we don't have to be deceived and we don't have to miss heaven. Let me tell you something. Heaven's at hand. Amen. People can try to push it back and say all this and say, I don't think it's the time. They got these scientists and astrologers and all these things. Amen. They're saying, oh, no, it ain't going to happen till then, or this going to happen this way. I mean, we've got all kinds. It's like a diet plan. Everybody's got their own spin out there. You know, used to. I remember when I was younger, there was just a few diet plans. You know, that's the way about the way people want today is a Dexatrim diet. Amen. They want a little pill that they can swallow and eat up everything they want in the world. But I'm telling you, you got to refrain, amen, from the world. But you know, there was only two or three kind of diet plans. They had Slim Fast, and they had this one and that one and another one. But everybody's got a different idea, and everybody knows better than the other one. how to lose weight. Hey, man, this one over here wants you to eat nothing but meat. This one over here don't want you to eat meat. This one over here don't want you to cook it. This one does. And all these different things and how they can do these exercises and all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you, if you just read these words, amen, if you'll love these words that are in red, amen, you'll be able, amen, to deliver yourself from this world unto a better world. Amen. I can tell you, it doesn't matter, like I say, about religion. I don't care what God you think you believe in and all this. I can tell you this, Jesus is coming back. Amen. He's alive and well and sitting on the right hand of Father today. I want you to hear me today. Amen. Put all the rest of that aside and know that the Lord is coming back. Amen. And you better make your calling and election sure. You got to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. How can we do that? By following the Word of God, by following the instructions. Amen. Too many people is just taking what the preacher said. Well, let me tell you, there's many preachers out there, many false prophets went out there. They were even in Jesus' day. Amen. And he warns us about these false prophets and false teachers. Amen. Making merchandise of you. Amen. I'm telling you, we've got to get in a book and dig it out for ourselves. Amen. Because the Lord is coming. Amen. I want you to get out of your mind. If you don't get nothing else out of my message today, it's the Lord's coming. And you know what? He's going to come for all. Amen. And you say, what do you mean? Amen. Even the dead. The dead in Christ is going to rise first. And those that live and remain. Amen. The servant is going to be caught up with him in a twinkling eye in a moment time. Shall they meet the Lord in the air? Amen. But I can tell you that some are going to wait till everlasting contempt and torment. Amen. Some is taking their parts, you could say, with the wicked. Amen. They're filling themselves with the world. Amen. And everything that the world has to offer. But I can tell you, if you don't have Jesus first and foremost, and you don't love him, amen, like you ought to, amen, if you're not searching and seeking after him, amen, I can tell you that hell is where you'll lift your eyes. He ain't got no part-time Christians. Amen. He's going to have somebody that loves him, and it's going to be married to him, and he'll marry, be married to one, though it was raised from the dead, which is Christ Jesus. And if you're not married to him, hell is where you'll lift your eyes. Now, maybe this is not a popular message, amen, but I can tell you it's a message that'll stand when the world's on fire. Amen. Is let no man deceive you. Be ready, because the Lord is coming, and he's coming like a thief in the night. All these folks that say, you know, they know when the Lord's coming. This guy a while back said he knowed and told the world, you know, the ending date. And how many people followed after this man? And had they just read this scripture right here, and it said not even angels in heaven know, but God only knows. Amen. Don't let nobody deceive you into worshiping all these other things going on in this world, but seek him, seek the truth. The Bible said, buy the truth and sell it not. Get a hold of this word of God. Amen. You can. Some folks said, I can't read and understand. He said, even a wayfarer man wouldn't err there in his way. I can tell you, if you truly want to know, amen, if you want a salvation for your soul, amen, and you won't to miss hell, amen, if you're really getting down and reading this book and you give yourself unto the Lord, amen, you make that sacrifice, amen, I can tell you that he'll open it up to you. I was a man who couldn't read, and God helped me, and he blessed me to be able to read, to understand his word. It's not God's will that no man should perish, but all should come unto repentance. Amen. Salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us in thy ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live righteously, slow, soberly, in this present world. Amen. We need, amen, be clean. I don't care what they say it is, a 21st century, whatever it is. Amen. I can tell you that God's the same today, yesterday, and forever, and he changes not. And we've got to have a clean heart before God, regardless of what these people is okay in today. I can tell you that they're okay and thanks, especially if you're the one making a bigger contribution. Amen. They're okay on things, but let me tell you something. It ain't okay unless God says it's okay. Amen. If he says that not to do it, we better be a not doing it. Amen. I can tell you that I've seen, amen, I've heard it with my own ears, how preachers will take and twist the word of God, and they'll twist it to their own destruction, or they'll twist it to others' destruction also. Amen. Saying, well, it's not exactly like this. Well, let me tell you something. I believe they ain't even in touch with God. Amen. I think their only thing they're in touch with is their bank account. I believe for the most of them, amen, they want to just be in sin. But let me tell you something. Regardless of religion, race, whatever, amen, you're going to have to be found spotless before the throne. Amen. You're going to have to be before God. You're going to have to be spotless. Amen. The only way to do that is to be washed, and to be washed in the word of God. Amen. And it'll make you clean. Amen. You can be washed in the blood of the Lamb and be made white. Amen. But that's laying down everything out there in the world, all the sins and iniquity, and your thoughts, ideas and opinions, and come unto God. Amen. I can tell you that the world today has got a religion, a worldwide religion. And they're just saying this and that, and they're just agreeing. But let me tell you something. We don't need to agree with the world. We don't need to be married up with that. He said it was going to be like the days of Noah. And just a few as 8 souls are saved, but they was given in marriage. They was going on until the day that Noah entered into the ark. But I can tell you it was a terrible thing. Amen. When that door closed on that ark for the people that was in the world, because it couldn't be open no more. Amen. They seen the rain. I didn't know it'd been preaching for 100+ years. Amen. They had seen the rain and it coming down. Amen. When it got ankle deep all over the earth and everywhere and no place for none to lodge. Amen. Could you imagine them trying to get into that ark? Amen. The scratch marks that was on the side of that thing and the hollering and the weeping and wailing and the crying and the begging to get in that ark when they was getting up in the tops of trees, amen, until it overcome them and the mountains and every place where there was no place for a soul to sit on, amen. That was a terrible situation, amen, for the wicked, amen, but it was a blessing unto the righteous, to know his 3 sons and 3 daughters, how they floated up above the ungodly. I can tell you, amen, all the things that they do in this world, there's nothing worth you going to hell over. Now we got, there's so many sins in the world, and y'all know I name them out weekly, but there's a lot of things, amen. But if I can tell you, if you'll search the word of God out, if you really want to know, amen, you'll search him out, and you'll find out, and you'll let him work on your heart. Amen. You'll let him work through your conscience. Amen. And you can hear that yet. That small voice again. I'm saying, come up a little higher. Amen. Or not to do that. Amen. I can tell you, I heard that little voice. Amen. When I was a lost man. And you say you did. Yes, sir. I sure did. I heard that voice. When I started to do things that I know that wasn't right. Amen. That told me it wasn't right. It would condemn my heart. Amen. It'd say, boy, you're going to get in trouble if you do this. But no, I went headlong and headstrong against the will of God. And thank God he had mercy to still reach down and to save me at a later date. Amen. But I had to wait to righteousness and sin not. And I can tell you, anybody else is going to have to go the same way. I can tell you, you need to leave. Amen. The denominations and everything else alone. Amen. What you need to do is get down into the real word of God. Amen. And get a hold of that. People's got all their different spins on this and that and the other. Amen. You know who's going to make it to heaven? It ain't this church and that church and this and over there, or what's judged by what somebody thinks and all that. But it says, he that doeth the will of my Father, that's the one that's going to heaven. He that doeth the will of the Father. other. Amen. I've heard some say, well, it's Baptist because John was a Baptist and all that kind of stuff. Or it's the Church of God, or it's this one, or Methodist, or the, the Latter-day Saints and all them other ones. Let me tell you something. It's going to be whosoever does the will of God. I don't care what church they're in. Amen. If they're doing the will of God, those are the ones that are going to make it. Now, let me tell you something. The devil's out to steal your prize. Yep, he's out to steal your prize. He don't want you to go, because I can tell you he can't go, and he ain't going. And you know what? He don't want you to go neither. Amen. He don't want you to be prepared, amen, for a time that the Lord's going to come. Amen. We better be prepared, because today could be the day for us. Amen. But I know that he's coming back. Amen. And there's going to be an end of the world. You know, people's fighting over, just so many silly things. Amen. And even what about heaven? About and all that, but let me tell you something. Amen. If we're not doing the word, the will of God, amen. If we're not going and we're not conforming ourselves unto Him and to the Word of God, we ain't gonna know what heaven's like, amen. Because you'll lift your eyes in hell. There's no middle ground, amen. I've had people say, "Oh well, I know I don't do as good as you. I might have to sweep your floor up there or something like that." But let me tell you something. You're confused, amen. And you're messed up if you think because if you that you're just doing some good, that you're just going to get a lesser place in heaven. No, let me tell you something. The Bible said even John the Baptist, there was no greater than John the Baptist, and he would be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. I want you to know, those that are greater than you, it said it would be your servants. But let me tell you, amen, you won't never know what the kingdom of heaven's like if you don't do God's will. You better be prepared that He is coming, amen, and He's going to come in such a day. And I tell you what, He's not going to put it off like people put things off. What do you call that when people drag around? They do what now? They procrastinate, amen. I can tell you that there's a lot procrastinating about the Word of God or about getting saved. Let me tell you, if God opens the door, amen, you've got an invitation. God's pulling on your heart. That's the only way that you can come. If God's tugging on your heart this morning, I say get down on your knees and dial in the heaven, amen, and get a hold of God, amen, because it's not going to be long before it comes back. Now, I'm going to pull another Brother David. I love old Brother David. He's a blessing, amen. But he says, hear, amen. I want you to hear this morning. The Lord's coming back. You know, as the Bible says, he tells it many times in Revelation, as he's telling the church, and how he's telling them what he has against each one. Amen. He said, hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. We ought to be the churches, and we need to hear what the Spirit saith unto them. We need to be ready that we don't take our portion with the rest of the world and think like they do and do like they do. Amen. He said, come out from among them and be ye a separate people, saith the Lord. Amen. And he said, I'll be a father unto you, and you can be my sons and daughters. Amen. I can tell you, you got to touch not the unclean thing. Think about it this morning, and may God bless you.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.